This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is, focus more on the unseen than the seen. In Jeremiah 29, we learn that the Israelites will be exiled to Babylon for 70 years. However, after this 70-year period, God, in fact, will restore their lives and fulfill his promises to them. Now, to show the Israelites just how much he believed in God's word and was willing to stand on his promises, Jeremiah purchased a piece of land that he knew would fall into the hands of the Babylonians, but he did it anyway because he trusted God's word that he would restore the land and everything else one day. Jeremiah teaches us to focus more on the unseen, and in this instance, it is God's promises, which had not yet been fulfilled, more so than what he could see, which was that strip of land. Jeremiah 32:17 reads, "O sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. Nothing is too hard for you." So I can personally relate to today's messages because sometimes I too have felt overwhelmed by my current circumstances that I would lose sight of God's promises for my future. When this happens, I have now learned to immediately turn to the Word. That's where His promises are embedded for us, in the Word. Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss a surefire way to keep your focus. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. And finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.